Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, by Phyllis Wheatley. To a Gentleman on His Voyage to Great Britain for the Recovery of His Health. While others chant of gay Elysian scenes, of balmy zephyrs, and of flowery plains, my song more happy speaks a greater name, feels higher motives and a nobler flame. For thee, O R, the muse attunes her strings and mounts sublime above inferior things. I sing not now of green embowering woods. I sing not now the daughters of the floods. I sing not of the storms o'er ocean driven, and how they howled along the waste of heaven. But I to R would paint the British shore and vast Atlantic not untried before. Thy life impaired commands thee to arise. Leave these bleak regions and inclement skies, where chilling winds return the winter past, and nature shudders at the furious blast. O thou stupendous earth-enclosing main, exert thy wonders to the world again. If e'er thy power prolonged the fleeting breath, turned back the shafts and mocked the gates of death, if e'er thine air dispensed an healing power, or snatched the victim from the fatal hour, this equal case demands thine equal care, and equal wonders may this patient share. But unavailing, frantic is the dream, to hope thine aid without the aid of him who gave thee birth and taught thee where to flow, and in thy waves his various blessings show. May R return to view his native shore, replete with vigor not his own before. Then shall we see with pleasure and surprise, and own thy work, great ruler of the skies. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.